Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Quelich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is hit by the pitch. Porter moves to third. Hale moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Vozmak takes first base on ball four. Porter scores. Hale moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball four. Stone moves to second. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Quelich reaches second base with a double. Stone scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Quelich scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski now catching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Alexander steals second. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Quelich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kahm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stone. Kahm reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kahm moves to third. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Grabowski to McManus. The throw back to home, and Kahm is out at the plate. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Owen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hale bunts towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Alexander hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Quelich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. the Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Vosmek moves to third. Sewell moves to second. George Uhel now pitching. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Ed Montague. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. Sewell scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen misplays the ball. That's an error on Owen. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kham hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Mel Harder now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's Indians, 5, Tigers, 5. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Stone moves to third. It's 6-5, Tigers. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Quelich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Quelich takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Pete Appleton now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stone scores. 2 outs. It's 7-5, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hub Walker now playing center field. John Stone now playing left field. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Tigers. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Tigers. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Uhel reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hale can't make a play. That's a base hit. Uhel moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uhel scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 9-6, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. It's 10-6, Tigers. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. One out. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to third. Stone moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer scores. Stone moves to third. Walker moves to second. Two outs. It's 11-6, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-4 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Odell Hale. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. Averill moves to third. It's 11-7, Tigers. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 11-8, Tigers. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.